Well, welcome to our next edition of GolfersOnGolf.com, and the winter golf trip is starting next week, and one of my stops on the way to the PGA Merchandise Show is in North Carolina, not real far from Pinehurst. It's from the pictures we've seen so far, an amazing golf course, and here to talk with us a little bit about it is General Manager Greg Wood. And Greg, I got to tell you, I've seen a few Mike Strand's courses over the last couple years, just absolutely amazed at what I've seen so far, and it sounds like when Mike sadly passed away in 2005 of cancer, that golfers everywhere were robbed of a great talent who we wish would have had more time to build many more golf courses.
Oh yes, I mean, property you've been on, it's a golf course, but it's also a piece of art. And for everyone who plays at Mike's golf course, it's very visually stimulating, and there's a lot of strategy involved in it. But what you really come to appreciate is the overall beauty of Mike Strand's golf course.
Well, Greg, I know that it seems like of the courses that I've played so far that Mike designed, which include Tobacco Road and then True Blue and Caledonia Golf, which is the last two down in the Myrtle Beach area of South Carolina. It sounds like Tobacco Road might have a little more name recognition with golfers, but Mike's name does seem to be a little bit lost up here in the Chicago area. And I have to admit, even until just a couple months ago, I'd never heard of Tot Hill Farm until somebody brought it to my attention out on social media. And my understanding is that there's been some renovation or restoration work done on the property last year. What can you tell us about the work that was done at Tot Hill Farm?
Well, first of all, the golf course itself, it's set kind of some rolling hills and allows a lot of elevation change. In fact, during your round of golf, you'll have about 250 feet of elevation change throughout the round. So it has incredible vistas. And Mike Strand, when he built the golf course, he started the golf course in 1998. And that year, he was recognized as the Golf Course Architect of the Year. And then when he finished the golf course in 2000, he was voted one of the greatest golf course architects of all time by Golf Week magazine. So during that time, when Mike was at the peak of his career, he has five par threes and five par fives at Tot Hill Farm, which seems to be a signature of his. He does that a lot. And Mike himself stated that those were five of the best par threes that he's ever had together on one golf course that he ever designed. So you get a lot of beauty, you get a lot of terrain change, and you get a lot of color because of the setting that the natural beauty of the area.
The thought from a lot of people is that when you get out to North Carolina golf, it's not like Florida. It's not just a lot of sand with some palm trees. You've got rolling hills, like you mentioned, some elevation change, and more often than not, you're just trying to keep it straight and hit it between the pines. But I'm sure that Tot Hill Farm offers a little bit of, I guess, what people might call traditional North Carolina golf. And if anybody has potentially that's listening to us has played, say, over at Tobacco Road, because it's a little closer to Pinehurst, and I know some people duck off from the resort and try to get over there for a day. How might Tot Hill Farm compare to a place like Tobacco Road, another one of Mike Strand's courses?
Well, I think it's very similar from the standpoint of you arrive on the property, you start playing the golf course, and you say to yourself, I've never experienced anything quite like this. The other thing you learned is there's visual intimidation, but after you play the golf hole and you look back, you realize that it was a very playable golf hole that had a lot of room for you to make mistakes. But instead of seeing all that, all you saw was the trouble. And I think Mike was a genius at that. So I think that's something that has a lot of same characteristics. And the last thing is it's a ton of natural beauty. I mean, Mike was an artist at heart, and he was an artist by trade, and he just wanted to make sure that from tree line to tree line, every detail, everything was taken into consideration in his designs. So that's the things you're going to see throughout a Mike Strand's golf course.
if you get out there and you find some comparisons, it's going to be real interesting to follow the golf course around. So it looks like from a few of the pictures, you see a few of the buildings and you see the road coming in, you see the fence, and some of the great golf courses that have used the name Farms in their name or places like that, they leave a little bit of a farm-like look around there. So tell our listeners how much that there's a feel of maybe just pretty golf holes between the trees that might have a barn, they might have a silo, they might have something that gives off the little image of a great farm that's been turned into a place to play.
Well, first of all, when you get to check in, our clubhouse is a farmhouse, the original farmhouse from the property that dates back to the 1840s. So when you come in, Mike was really famous for sketching all of his golf holes prior to the construction, and then they would go out in the field and they would try to reproduce these drawings and design the golf course. So you come into Tot Hill Farm, you're actually going to see a lot of Mike's sketches for Tot Hill on the walls, and we maintain that feel of the old farm throughout the entire property.
I'm very interested to see that. I looked on the website here, and I guess you do have a tribute room to him, and it, apparently mm-hmm. where he stayed when he was designing the golf course. It all sounds real interesting. I've talked to a share of architects over the years, and it's amazing when they're sort of living on property during construction. The places, sometimes it's even a tent where guys are at, and it'll be interesting to see. In essence, as the old saying goes, someone so slept here, and it sounds like Mike Stranz did just that while he was
he really did
rolling up his sleeves and pushing dirt around out there. But there's a lot of golf courses, they have what they call a signature hole, and I don't know if Tot Hill Farms sure. has a signature hole, but is there at least maybe one hole that gets a lot of conversation, maybe draws the most attention from the people who play it?
One of the things I always ask a new customer, I always ask them what their favorite hole on the golf course was for that day. And the thing that's very interesting is I get about a response of somewhere between 8 and 10 different golf holes out there. I think there are possibly 8 to 9 signature holes on the course, but the one that gets the most attention is it's a downhill par 4 with a peninsula green, hole number 12. It's probably the most photographed hole. But I think collectively between the par 3s, number 12, I think number five, you have probably 8 or 9 signature holes here on the golf course.
Well, it sounds like there is definitely a good variety to pick from. So take us through a little bit about the restoration project that was done last year. I mean, in time, sure. As we know, anybody who's followed golf course architecture knows that greens shrink, the sand in the bunkers needs to be replaced, trees get a lot bigger and either need to come out or at least maybe get trimmed back. What was the core of the project that was done here in 23?
First of all, we were blessed to have about 45 hours of construction video. One of the owners actually videoed the golf course being done by Mike. We've got snippets of Mike talking about the design of the course. We also had about 4,000 photos that were taken of the construction. So we had a great baseline of how Mike wanted it to be. And essentially, our number one goal was to restore it back to Mike's genius. And so that involved about cutting down about 1,300 trees to reestablish the sight lines. We replaced the greens went from bent grass to a new product called Prism Zoysia. We redid all the bunkers, large Farley cart paths. We renovated the farmhouse that I mentioned earlier, converted that into the clubhouse, and essentially there's pretty much no stone left unturned as far as trying to take it back to its original state as best we could.
Well, Greg, I know that as I start my drive south to Orlando, I'm really looking forward to stopping off and see the golf course. And I suppose that people probably, fly into places, whether it's Greensboro or Raleigh-Durham and can make mm-hmm. the drive over. Or if you got people from up north that are driving down, coming down through Virginia or across from the west end of the state over by Asheville. How easy is Tot Hill Farms to find? And we know that you're less than an hour away from the famed Pinehurst Resort if people are heading in that direction.
Yes, I mean, its central location of the golf course, we're hour and 15 minutes west of Charlotte, I mean, east of Charlotte, just west, same distance west of Raleigh. We're about 30 minutes south of Greensboro, Winston-Salem High Point area, and we're about 50 minutes north of Pinehurst. If you're planning a trip or you're visiting those areas, we're not a very long drive from any of those as far as making a detour and coming in and check out what Thai Health Farm's all about.
Finally, Greg, best way to find out more information, either through the website, and I guess you're probably available on some social media platforms as well.
www.thaihealthfarm.com. That can lead you to all of our other places that you can find out, whether it be you want to make a phone call or you want to check us out on Instagram and see at what everything is happening at Thai Health Farm, and you can learn a lot about the restoration process, get more details about what Mike Strantz, who he was as an architect, and what he did at Thai Health Farm.
Greg Wood, General Manager at Thai Health Farm, thanks for being our guest today, and I'll look forward to seeing Thai Health Farms next week and catching up with you and the rest of the team down at the PGA show in Orlando in just a couple of weeks. Greg, have a great day.